The National Guard Bureau announced last month that Wisconsin, shared with Illinois, I believe, would be the home of a new cyber protection team.
With information technology now an essential part of almost every aspect of our lives, cybersecurity has become increasingly important both on the state and the national level.
In 2015, that was made clear with hacks ranging from Target to Sony, and just in the last few days, major hacks for top-level federal security advisors to the president. Here with us now to talk about Wisconsin's new National Guard cybersecurity unit, we have Bob Turner. He's Chief Information Security Officer at UW-Madison. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, as far as you understand it, why did the National Guard choose us here in Wisconsin to host one of these new cyber protection units?
Well, so the concept behind the cyber protection teams is really that, you know, everybody has cybersecurity needs, and the states are normally in a position that, you know, we need to have it too. It's not just that the D.C. to New York corridor or within the federal government or within the Wall Street complexes that you need good, effective cybersecurity teams.
So how much do these units around the country, 10 of them, as I understand it, how much is this going to expand our cyber defense capability here in the country?
Well, it's a very good start. The teams are being deployed based on their FEMA region assignments, and Wisconsin's National Guard has an exceptionally great relationship with all of our state agencies and many of the businesses in the state. So presumably, and I'm not going to speak for General Dunbar here, but I would think that we're going to be able to use these teams to help, especially in the areas when the National Guard is called to task in supporting statewide disasters.
So, go ahead.
If you think about it, you know, a major cyber disruption activity could really cause, you know, cascading effects, which is why the state cyber disruption response plan is also catering to the use of these teams.
Well, can you talk about some of the threats out there? What are the biggest things that we are worried about that you, as a cybersecurity specialist, are worried about these days?
You know, the loss of the big three, the availability of systems that can be lost by any number of incidents that are either caused by a cyber threat actor or caused by, you know, some other natural or man-made disaster. We're also worried about the integrity of data, you know, making sure that the right data stays where it's supposed to go and that the wrong data doesn't eventually get into our systems and corrupt things are going on. At the University of Wisconsin, we're really worried about things that we call restricted data, you know, the identities of the students and staff, you know, the patentable information before it's releasable. Other things that cause us concern are things like the access to the system controls and what they call SCADA systems that affect, you know, security cameras, heating and cooling systems, security systems across the campus.
You mentioned disasters and natural disasters. When I think cybersecurity, I tend to think of a bad actor of some sort of hacker, enemy nation, something like that. It didn't occur to me, but I guess a lot of systems might be vulnerable to particular kinds of disasters. What kind of things do you worry about there?
Well, so let's take a scenario, and you know, there's been many authors postulated this one. Think about a cyber hacker who gets into an electrical distribution grid and starts, you know, systematically shutting down distribution. I mean, I don't like to spread the fear, uncertainty, and doubt thing, but that is a scenario that's been put forth. So if I have a business that relies on power, the power goes away, what am I doing next? You have to think about natural disasters such as, you know, the earthquake, flooding, things that take out the transmission lines. So I now no longer have a signal out to my business, which is in a rural area. I have to worry about that because I can't conduct my business. Whether or not I can get across the bridge is immaterial, because if I'm sitting in my house and I don't have a telephone and I don't have access to the Internet, I'm out of business.
That kind of answers one of the questions, I guess, that's been in the back of my mind, why the National Guard? But you think of them as one of their missions as helping respond to disasters. This fits right into that.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, obviously the primary purpose for having the National Guard standing up these teams is to back up the Department of Defense and their major missions. But the good thing about the National Guard and the concept that I've always enjoyed is the fact that they're also citizen soldiers here to help, and that's within the boundaries of the state of Wisconsin and beyond.
Talking about cybersecurity with Bob Turner, Chief Information Security Officer at UW-Madison, in part because a new National Guard team, a cybersecurity team, will be based here in Wisconsin, one of 10 such groups around the country. You know, on an individual level, Bob, what kind of things might affect us? I mean, this is more than just losing our cat videos for a while. What kind of things could affect us in these cybersecurity breaches?
Well, so the things that you have to worry about is primarily the inability to communicate or the loss of information. If you think about all of the personally identifiable information out there where people are able to steal your information, form an identity, and then run up the credit cards on your name, that's one of the significant things. But think about the businesses that have inventory control systems. Think about the control of transportation throughout the state. Those are the kind of things that are at stake should these systems be compromised or made not available.
Well, it seems like there are so many potentially vulnerable systems. I mean, you've got the ones at UW-Madison. There are state ones. Businesses have their own. But there are so many different potential targets. Do we have a coordinated response, a coordinated effort from all, you know, federal, state, businesses, things like that to protect against that?
We would like to think that we could, but you know, my experience is that it's up to the individual owner of the data, owner of the system, to make sure that they have a response plan. Every system at UW-Madison at some point in time will have to make sure that they have an incident response plan in place, one that is effective to not only bring the system back up if it goes down, but also to restore the data or safeguard the data until the system can come back up.
Now, who are the threats these days? Matthew Broderick at War Games pops to mind, or that gang of hackers, teen hackers in Milwaukee back in the early days. It's a little more sophisticated than that now, as I understand it.
Yes, you have the accidental criminal who, you know, is just hacking for the fun of it. They have a bit of danger associated with them, but the ones that we really worry about are the organized criminal syndicates and nation-state actors. If you remember, you know, the discussions about the Stuxnet many years ago, you can think about nation-state actors. If you think about some of the major breaches that have been conducted recently, that eventually we find out that there was a link to, you know, one of the threat actors. Primarily, you know, we think about countries like China, and we think about some of the African nations who are exploitable. We also think about some of the Eastern European states like Kazakhstan. They're, you know, they all want to get the edge up, and in the cyber world, you know, the term cyber warfare was coined, and that's very real. The first thing they're going to do is try to cut off your communications somehow, or disrupt them, or insert false information into the information systems that drive our forces and drive businesses.
We've been hearing about a talent shortage across the nation and here in Wisconsin in the cybersecurity world, just not enough people specializing in this line of work. Do you see that as a problem from where you're sitting?
I see it as a very good potential problem. I have a very great team of professionals that are supporting me at the university and executing our cybersecurity programs, but I also know that there's a finite pool of talent. It takes a long time to build the right security professional, and it requires a lot of schooling and it requires a lot of experience. You can pass a test, but the next day you have to actually put yourself on the system. It takes a little while to gain that kind of skill. As far as sheer numbers, I mean, there's probably, at the federal level, I heard a number as high as 3,000 that they need to try to find, and they're not having a great deal of success finding them. So pare that down to the Wisconsin level, we're probably in a significant shortage. The good thing is that there's people out there that are interested in the field. There's people out there willing to undertake the study required to get into the field.
We'll leave it there. Bob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That's Bob Turner. He's Chief Information Security Officer at UW-Madison, talking about cybersecurity and a new National Guard Cybersecurity Center to be set up here in Wisconsin.